whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to Company Break. This month, we are very proud to have with us the owner of the Coast Guard House restaurant. Bob Leonard is here. Welcome, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And Alyssa Wybranek. I think I came close to that. Alyssa, did I?
Yes, you did.
All right, great. She is here. She works with, well, let's just say you work with wine at the restaurant, right? That sounds like an interesting job.
It is very fun and interesting all in that.
Interesting also. We're going to find out everything you wanted to know today about the Coast Guard House restaurant. First off, most people that live in Rhode Island or southern New England are fairly aware of the facility because it's kind of a landmark, Bob. It's been there. The building's been there. Well, part of the building has been there for how long?
The building has been there since 1888. It was built by the famed architecture firm McKim, Mead & White. I believe they were also the builders of the State House.
Wow. So that makes it, and it's right next to the towers, which is a big landmark that people can drive right under as they drive down the, what road is that?
That's Ocean Road.
Ocean Road. Yeah. And so if you want to go and visit, it's a beautiful spot right on the water. I can't be any more on the water. I alluded to part of the restaurant because there's been some problems over the years, right, with water.
Yes, we've had our share of storms and remodels, and it's been a restaurant since 1945, so it's seen a few hurricanes.
Right.
And thankfully, we've survived them all and come back better.
Excellent. And recently, there was one that really took its toll, but you are able to come back and have a wonderful, wonderful place for people to visit and eat. Let's talk a little bit about the food and the kind of restaurant it is. It's not a place necessarily where you want to go with your flip-flops and your bathing suit and grab a hamburger, or is it?
It is. It's we're casual to upscale, let's say, dining facility. We are in a beach town, so you can come dressed in flip-flops and shorts if you like.
Okay, so it's able to be casual, but the food is not necessarily casual as such. You have all kinds of things on the menu?
Yes, we do. We have everything from lobster rolls and hamburgers to scallop dinners and boiled lobster dinners. There's a variety of choices.
And along with the meal, you obviously can get some adult beverage, correct, Alyssa?
Absolutely. And we customize some of our spirits and drinks around local purveyors so that we have local distilled spirits in our cocktails.
So is this something that you recommend if someone is saying, okay, I want to have the scallops, what kind of wine should I have? Is that something that the server would know, or is that something you just let people on their own?
We do staff training so that they can assist the customer. We definitely work on that on a daily basis. So, yes, we hope that they would be able to help a customer choose a wine that was good for them.
Now, speaking of wine, we mentioned to each other off air before the show started this morning, you received an award recently from, is it Wine Spectator?
Yes, the restaurant actually received the award yeah. from Wine Spectator magazine. Which
well, it's
was,
kind of a reward.
Yeah, it is kind of a reward. It was a terrific announcement that came, and we were very excited about it. It's the first time it's ever occurred for the Coast Guard House restaurant. I think it's been well received in the community, as well as the staff was quite impressed that we did get that. So,
and that is what does the award actually mean? Is it you're the have the best wine in the state? Is it the best wine in the area? Is it classes of wine? How does that work?
The Wine Spectator magazine reviews your wine list along with your menu, your food menu. And when they do that, they basically see if you're conducive to what you're offering, to what your menu offers. They go through price points. They go through where your focus is. And we've been awarded for a concentration more in California. They also recognize that our list was affordable. And they award, I'm not sure how many in Rhode Island, but there are other establishments that,
but they're also not important. So
yes. So, but they do have very different criterion for the different degrees. So there's three different awards, and we received the award of excellence.
Great. Bob, back to you. How long have you personally been involved with the restaurant?
I came on board in 2008.
Yeah. And are you a chef background or a business background?
No, I have a business background in hotel restaurant management.
Hotel and restaurant management. So you don't necessarily go into the kitchen and start cooking things up.
No, I don't. We have two very qualified chefs and a great staff in there. They certainly don't need my help, but I do know my way around the kitchen.
Right. And when you say two chefs, that's employing about how many people? Is it 5 people, 10 people, 15?
In the kitchen?
In the total facility.
In the total facility, we're up over 100 in our season.
Wow.
Yep.
100 employees. That's a major employer in the state of Rhode Island. That's pretty amazing. That's a lot of restaurants try to wiggle around with 7 or 8 people.
Yeah. No, we're quite large in the summertime or in our season because we have the downstairs facility and also 2 upper decks. And we employ quite a few people. Even in the off season, we probably have 60 to 70 people.
Right. So the off season has been getting shorter and shorter in recent years, I'm guessing. People aren't necessarily only going to that area for when it's summertime. They're down there all the time now. I mean, the population has changed. Shift has changed from being around Providence to spreading out all over the state. So I'm sure you've seen that over the last few years increase every year.
Yes. Yeah. Off season, we have a summer season. Everybody enjoys the beaches in South County.
Right.
So that would be our season. But it is quite busy year round, and we are open year round. So it's nice.
Why don't we give the phone number and or website if people are looking for information? Do you have a phone number they can call for reservations or just general information?
Sure. Our phone number is 401-789-0700.
And is there a website where they can take a look at the menu?
The website is thecoastguardhouse.com.
Pretty simple. Thecoastguardhouse.com. Well, we'll certainly repeat that in the second segment, but I want to get a little bit more to, I don't want to say the history of the building, but it has been a place that's been around for a long time and lots of great food served. Alyssa, do you have a favorite on the menu? If you were to sit down and say, okay, I've worked hard for all day long, I want to eat something now, what would you think the specialty be, or what is your specialty?
I personally like the tuna. The tuna has just a blast of flavors, from the soba noodles to the edamame. It's a nice mix of Asian flavors that I really enjoy.
And is that a dish that's available all year round, or is that just seasonal?
That is seasonal. It's usually when we do our menu changes. We do a menu change in November, and then we do a menu change again around Memorial Day weekend, so that it is seasonal. The tuna is on the summer, spring season.
Yeah, so we have a few more weeks to get your favorite dish of the tuna, and then it'll be time to change over. And does what kind of menu is things brought out for the winter menu, which will be coming up in about a month or so? Is there things like different kinds of soups that come on, or stews, or is it pretty, you know, the chef makes those decisions daily?
We look at what's out there in the market and what we can buy that's fresh and readily available. We do obviously gear it to the off season. We have a pork shank, let's say, that was on the menu last winter that mm-hmm. we hope to have again this winter. It was excellent.
Okay.
It was my favorite dish.
Your favorite dish was the pork shank. Okay, so Alyssa has the tuna, and you have the pork shank. That's great. What about other things people look for in restaurants? Is it complete liquor service, bar, full bar?
Yes. Yep.
So they can get anything from a Manhattan to whatever they want besides wine, right?
Exactly. And they can have Uprising, which is a local distiller in Peacedale. We serve their whiskeys, gins, and vodkas, and we have a full array of...
So a local distillery, that's, how long have they been around? Has that been something that's relatively new, or with you anyway?
No, we've been partnered with them or using their product for, I want to say, four years now.
Oh,
I want to say they've been around for six.
Yeah.
But they're a good local company in Peacedale, Rhode Island.
So the emphasis that I'm gathering from this is you try to make sure that whatever you're serving is fresh, and obviously you want to try and have things local, like that liquor that you just mentioned. So being fresh, do you ever find it difficult to say, okay, let's get some lobsters, and how does that work? Do you just have a regular distributor that you deal with, or... are you out there with the boots out on the rocks?
No, we unfortunately don't have any lobster pots in the water. But
that would be nice, though.
We have a bunch of local distributors that we deal with for our product, and they deliver to us 6-7 days a week.
Okay, so kind of a traditional restaurant in the sense that you're trying to get things as local and fresh as possible. And a varied menu, which is a great thing. What about special parties and so forth? Can people come there if they have larger groups, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, that type of thing?
Sure, sure. We take reservations for lunch, dinner, 7 days a week. And we welcome larger parties. We have some round tables in the restaurant that accommodate those size, that type party.
Any availability of a private party type of thing? Or you mentioned patios and so forth. Yep. Is there?
In the spring, summer, and fall, we have the covered deck upstairs that we do private functions. We don't have a private dining space on the first level.
Okay. But in those seasons, you certainly can have something if you want to have a birthday party, anniversary party, bachelorette party, bachelor party, that type of thing. Sitting, having beautiful food, and looking out over the ocean, and sounds like a great thing to do. We're going to take a short break right now, and then we'll be back with more of Bob and Alyssa, and we'll find out some more interesting things about the Coast Guard House Restaurant. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Bob and Alyssa from the Coast Guard House Restaurant, which is located at 40 Ocean Road in Narragansett, 40 Ocean Road in Narragansett, right near the famous towers, and a landmark and a restaurant that's been around for a long, long time. One other question, Bob, not to put you on the spot, but I just happen to think of this Coast Guard House Restaurant. Your name is not Coast or Guard, so it's obviously in reference to something that's been there a long time, as you mentioned. Was it really part of the Coast Guard?
Yes, it was. It started as a U.S. life-saving station, which predates the Coast Guard. And the United States Coast Guard, I believe, was formed in 1925, and it became a U.S. Coast Guard station at that point.
Wow, so a lot of history to the building. So a lifeguard station even before there was a United States Coast Guard. So,
yes.
And then, as you mentioned, it's been a restaurant for a long time now, serving lots of people with a very varied menu. And just to reiterate, you're not open 365 days, but pretty close, 363 and a half, right?
Exactly.
You only close for Christmas Eve and Christmas?
Yes, we do.
And so the rest of the time, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Labor Day, every holiday you can think of, you can go there.
Yes, we serve lunch, dinner, and a menu brunch on Sunday.
So the menu brunch on Sunday, is that something that's fairly new that has come along?
Yes, when we reopened after Sandy, we decided with the new floor plan that it was better for us to go with the menu brunch, and it also made it more affordable than doing the buffet, and it's worked out wonderfully. The chefs prepare some great specials along with a great menu. They had a chicken fried monkfish eggs benedict the other day that was just awesome.
A chicken fried monkfish. I wouldn't have put that together.
But, neither would I, but I couldn't get enough of it.
Well, that's great. It's great. So if you're looking for something a little bit different, and the traditional, I'm sure you can find that. Sunday brunch runs from what time to what time? Early risers available, or what time does it start?
It starts at 10 a.m. and we run till about 2:15, 2:30, and then we go to just apps till 3, and then we start dinner service at 3 o'clock.
Okay, appetizers are in there in the middle, and then available for Sunday dinner. And we want to go back to the spirit part of the business, which is, I presume, mostly what you're involved with, Alyssa, as far as wine and beer and so forth. During the break, we talked about you have some great local beers available.
We do. We carry a lot of Rhode Island brews. We carry Graysail out of Westerly. We also carry Whalers, which is right here in South Kingstown. We also carry Revival. Foolproof, whom we partnered with this past winter for a great beer dinner.
Narragansett is available too, I would
think. Narragansett.
Suffice it to say that there are several locals. I didn't even know we had that many beers that were available in Rhode Island. And so they're there and available for that. And what about the wine end of it as far as being local?
We do carry our House Chardonnay, which is from Newport Vineyards. We have a great label on it that depicts the actual Coast Guard house back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. It's been well received. People love the label. It's something that we decided to commit to, and it's done well for us. And we're thinking about bringing on a red for the new wine list that's going to come out in November.
Okay, excellent. Bob, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you it's not a personal question, I don't mean that, but I know that when Sandy did hit, and Alyssa just mentioned that a moment ago, a lot of people were affected by that, and I know that your building was tremendously affected by that, and I felt like a part of the community had been had gone away when you were closed. How long a period of time did you have to close for?
We were closed a year and 7 months, rebuilding the restaurant. Obviously, we didn't expect Sandy to do what it did, so we didn't have any plans, or plans weren't in place for us to just rebuild. So we took a breath. Thought how we could make it better, and spent some time planning it out, a lot of time, but it was a year and 7 months we were closed, and it was a long year and 7 months, but we look at it as the Coast Guard House Restaurant is part of Rhode Island's history. Mm-hmm. There was no question that we were going to rebuild, because again, it is part of Rhode Island's history, and we're taking care of it for this stretch of time.
Yeah, it's great that you rebuilt. I seem to remember news reports right after it happened that there seemed to be no doubt in your mind when people asked you. You said right away, we're going to rebuild. It may take a while, but we're going to rebuild. So we're glad you did, and we're glad to have you as part of Rhode Island history continuing. Let's get to some other things that happened. We talked about the brunch, which is a great new thing, starting at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and that's pretty much every Sunday. That runs all through the summer, too?
It does.
So they can look forward to that as a year-round venture. And we talked about the local beers and so forth. There's also local food that we touched on that you try to provide, and things like lobsters and oysters, right?
Yes, we have Warris and Carpenter out of Nitigrit Pond in Charleston. Two gentlemen started an oyster farm down there. We use their oysters year-round. They do an unbelievable job. They actually have a YouTube video out there from last winter. Everybody knows the winter we had last year. They had to go out onto the pond and cut out chunks of ice to get to their oyster beds.
Wow.
To deliver us oysters. It was amazing. I think the whole shellfishing industry had a tough winter,
right,
because of the
right,
cold weather.
But you're able to provide, and people take advantage of that. That's a great thing too. So it's always good when you have local people you can depend on that are willing to go the extra mile and dig through that ice and get the oysters for you, rather than say, "Oh, sorry, nothing for you this week," which could make it very tough. Other local providers that are involved with the food. You mentioned the oysters, and we talked about lobsters earlier.
The oysters, the lobsters. We buy our meats, some of our meats, from Sunset Farm on Point Judith Road in Narragansett. They do a great job. To not sound corny, because we're the Coast Guard House Restaurant, we all in Rhode Island float each other's boats. We're a small state, but a great community, and There's also a new company out there we just started dealing with that grows their vegetables in West Kingston hydroponically. They have some unbelievable product, and we will be using them.
You know, hydroponic growth is something that's, well, it's not new. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, even Disney used to have a program where it first started, but it certainly has taken off and afforded some people to eat healthier. And Alyssa, I know that that's an important thing for a lot of diners. Are there things available at the restaurant for people that are on that, I want to eat a little healthier side?
We do have a great array of salads, and then we also have a Simply Grilled menu. The Simply Grilled menu is basically a protein, whether it's chicken or steak or some sort of fish, because the fish changes sometimes with the season. And then it's served with arugula with olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and lemon. So it makes it a very healthy option with no carbs.
Okay. So I've always wondered about that, Bob, as a restaurant person and a businessman. The difference between virgin olive oil and extra virgin olive oil, can somebody be better than a virgin? Is it really extra virgin olive oil? But the eating healthy portion is an important thing for a lot of diners right now. And I would think that makes it tremendously more expensive because it's a specialty item, right?
It doesn't make it tremendously more expensive. I think we're very conscious about our menu prices and staying true to who we are, as we want to be a community place to dine, not mm-hmm. a tourist place to dine.
So people can probably get a meal like that instead of, is available from, if they can check it out online, available from like $14 up or that kind of thing?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing because that's very reasonable. Certainly, I live in Providence. If you go to any of the restaurants in downtown, you're not going to find a meal for that kind of price. So that's a good thing. But I do encourage people to get out on the road, and if they do come from the city, so to speak, get down to the southern part or the middle part, south middle, to Narragansett and check out the Coast Guard House. It's got a long, long history and a lot of great food available. We've talked about some things. We've talked about wine and we've talked about beer. There is a great staff. We mentioned earlier that you said you have as many as 100 employees. A lot of great people that must work there, managers and wait staff and everything, bartenders, all kinds of different people involved, right?
Yes, that's really what makes us special. We have a fantastic staff. The day after Sandy hit, our staff came back, helped us clean out the place for 2 days. We had that place spotless in 2 days, and literally it was a disaster area. But our staff all showed up. Nobody called them. We didn't ask them to come in. They just showed up and helped us clean up and get reorganized and, you know, peel back the layers of what Sandy left us. And, you know, that's what we're all about. We have a fantastic staff. It's very much a team or a family, and it makes it fun.
Well, I think that's obviously a somewhat of a tribute to you. They wouldn't have done that if they didn't like you. So that's the good news is that you have someone like you that's concerned with local and concerned with fresh and concerned with their staff. And that's a great part of a restaurant. We see so many restaurateurs come and go and hear horror stories about how things are prepared and so forth. So it's nice to have a dependable, reliable facility such as yours around. That's a good thing. People that want to patronize you, and if they're not from this area, because we have a worldwide listening audience on the web, and as well as all of the southeastern Connecticut and southeastern Massachusetts, even on Long Island, they may not be able to hop right over and get to you, but they may know someone that lives in this area that they'd like to treat. So they can do that by getting gift certificates, correct?
Sure. They can buy a gift certificate online. They can call us on the phone, and we can sell them a gift certificate. We'd
and,
be happy to.
And they can be, the gift certificates can be mailed out if they wanted to go to someone that they know, and like if they're calling from New York or something like that, and they have a friend that lives in Wakefield, they can just call you up and you'll send it out, right?
We sure will.
All right. So the website is very, very easy to remember. It's the, T-H-E, Coast Guard House.com, right?
Correct.
And you would think it would have to be Coast Guard House RI or something like that, because you'd imagine that there are many of them in the United States, or maybe there aren't. Well, at least you got first dibs on the name, right?
Actually, not quite first dibs. The reason why it's the Coast Guard House is because somebody on the West Coast has Coast Guard House.
Oh, okay. But even at that, that's pretty good. That's to have a name that's that common, I would think. It's great that you have that website. So make sure you get the in there, or you'll be sending them to the wrong coast.
Exactly.
Right. We want to keep it over here in Narragansett, not out on the Pacific. Other kind of things that we want to talk about, I do want to mention one more time that the hours of operation, you are open every day except Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So 365 days a year, 7 days a week. Well, it's 364 days a year, 7 days a week. And what time do you open for? Is it lunch every day?
We serve lunch every day from 11:30.
11:30 to 3 or so? Or?
We serve lunch 11:30 to 4.
11:30 to 4, okay.
And then we go right into dinner at 4.
Oh, so there's no, they can get food anytime. They don't have to wait, sit around and have crackers at the bar. They can, any time of day, they can go in and eat. That's a good thing. Alyssa, other things on your wine and beer side of the business that you might want to mention as far as what people can take advantage of?
Well, we have a fabulous Buy the Glass program. We offer up to 30 glasses during the season. It scales back a little bit after the season. So you can have a choice from Chardonnay to your Sauvignon Blanc to even a Pecorino, which is a trending varietal out of Italy that was well received this summer.
Okay, so by the glass versus by the bottle, of course.
Right.
And now, is part of your job traveling all over the world to taste these wines?
I wish I could say that, but no. They usually have industry events that I go to, and I get to sample a wide array of different types of grapes and wines.
I think Bob should be sending you to Italy and to California and different places. You know, who knows? There could be a new Hawaiian wine coming out soon. So there's the industry has these programs where you can sample things, and it's your job to decide what fits with your food.
Exactly.
All right. That makes sense, I guess. But I still think you should be able to go to Italy. Bob, as far as the menu is concerned, you give a blank check, so to speak, to the chefs. Do they kind of pretty much do whatever they need to do?
They weigh very heavily in on it. We all do collaborate on it. Mm-hmm. We try to be to have the traditional dishes as well as, let's say, the inspired dishes or the new items that might be coming out. But we all weigh in on it. They are very, very good with it, and so they probably weigh in the most.
Bob, one other thing I want to get to before we wrap up here. I know that we talked a little bit about Sandy and the reconstruction and so forth, but I imagine it was a great opportunity for you to sit back and say, wait a minute, this didn't work before and that didn't work before, and now we have the chance to make it a little bit better. So there are improvements since Sandy, right?
Yes, many improvements. We repositioned the kitchen and the bar, so the bar has a phenomenal view of the water. We also have two outdoor dining spaces. One is a north patio, where we serve lunch, dinner, and brunch. The other is an east terrace that has 16 Adirondack chairs where you can have appetizers and drinks. It's an amazing place to sit.
A great, great view. And Alyssa, I would think that gives you the opportunity for, you know, people in that kind of atmosphere to maybe have some special dinners served, wine dinners, or as you say.
Yes, we have wine dinners usually scheduled after the summer season is over. We're going to be starting one at the end of October. We're having one in November, and then we're going to actually have a sake dinner this year in December. So,
all right. So lots of things coming up at the Coast Guard House. I want to thank you both for coming in today and being on Company Break. I think we've covered quite a few things that are available at the Coast Guard House. And Alyssa, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you as well.
Great. And Bob, thank you very much. And WCRI is very proud to be a small part of getting the word out for you about coming to visit the Coast Guard House.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you very much.
All right. And remember, it's the coastguardhouse.com. Or, Bob, one more time with the phone number.
401-789-0700.
Great. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.